Country dwellers face a new menace, energy independence. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Nobody wants to be buying oil from surly countries, but the alternatives have impacts too. Wind turbines, for example. They sound like a great idea, non-polluting, job-creating, until they show up near you, because you soon realize that there's not just one, there are dozens. Plus, they're 400 feet high, a little like waking up and finding you've been invaded by the Striders from Mars, except with only one leg and no death ray. And even in eco-friendly Oregon, the country folk are rebelling. One woman told the Oregonian that she started to cry when she saw them going up in what had been an open field. But it isn't just the view, it's the medical consequences. New research indicates that living too close to wind turbines can make sleeping difficult, disturb your sense of balance, and cause headaches. It's called wind turbine syndrome, and according to Dr. Nina Pierpont, who's written a book about it, it's caused when the low-frequency rush of the turbine blades disturbs the inner ear. On a windy day, the thrumming can be so persistent that it can even cause panic attacks, mood disorders, and childhood behavior problems. She recommends a 2-mile buffer zone between turbines and homes. The wind industry thinks this is nonsense, but we'd better figure out who's right. Last year, more than 1/3 of all new power capacity in the U.S. was from wind, and it's only going to grow. We may believe in green energy, but I think we all agree that the last thing America needs is more angry, disoriented, sleep-deprived people with migraines. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.